Make your way up to a standing position. Stepping to the top of your mat and just bring the palms together at heart center and the feet together. We'll reconnect to our sounded breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Sounded breath in through the nose. And exhale to release your arms down behind you. From here, we're going to make our way into either reverse prayer, if you know that hand position, taking the palms together to the back of the heart. And if that's not an option for you, or you're just not totally sure how to do it, instead you can catch opposite elbow behind your back. So we're opening up the shoulders here. Soften your knees and step your left foot back a comfortable distance, a few feet, or widen your stance if you're very open. The left foot should land so that your heels are in line or your back arch is in line with your front heel. So if you were just cutting a line down your mat, make sure you've set up your alignment really well here. As you inhale, start to lean back. And as you exhale, begin to fold forward over your right leg, breathing deeply, putting a small bend in the knees if you need to. Over time, we want to learn how to just relax the torso and let the legs do the work in this position. Keep rolling the shoulders away from the ears, a few more breaths. As you inhale, slowly come up, back up to straight legs, back up to stand. Release the arms from behind your back, and we're just going to turn counterclockwise here on your mat, separating the feet a little bit wider now, and take the outer edges of your feet parallel to the outer edges of your mat. So you're in a nice wide stance. Take a deep breath in, reaching your arms wide away from you. And exhale to take your hands to your hips. As you inhale, lift through the crown of the head, get very tall. And exhale, begin to fold forward, hinging from the hips, tilting your torso forward, and bring the hands down between your feet. Inhale to lengthen forward. And if your hands easily touch down to the mat, you can start to walk your hands back between your feet, bending the elbows, and reaching the crown of the head down to the floor. If this is not an option, just get as close as you can and bring a little bend to the knees to soften the whole thing. Two more breaths in through the nose. Exhale, release a little further. One more time, deep breath in through the nose. Exhale a little bit further. Inhale back up to halfway, walking your hands under the shoulders, and then take your hands to your hips. Exhale. Inhale to roll yourself up to stand. And exhale, release your arms. As you inhale, reach the arms out wide once again. And as you exhale, interlace the fingers behind your back. Be very gentle with your shoulders. Inhale to roll them back and down. And exhale, bringing the crown of the head back down to your mat, hinging at the hips, reaching your arms up and over. Really finding weight distributed across the whole foot so that you don't lose your balance. Breathing for one. Sounded breath two. with sound 3. 4. And inhale, rolling yourself all the way back up to stand. Exhale, release the arms and step back to the top of your mat. As you inhale, reach your arms out wide. Exhale, find your reverse prayer, hands behind the back, behind the spine, or you can catch hold of opposite elbow, taking opposite hand on top this time. On your inhale, step your right foot back, taking about a 45 degree angle with that right foot. And for balance, you may actually want to make sure that the left foot is more towards the left side of your mat, the right foot's more towards the right side. This will just help keep your balance really strong. And as you inhale, lean back, opening up your chest. Exhale to fold forward. Breathing in through the nose. Breathing out through the nose, taking your torso down towards your left knee or left shin. Sounded breath here. For one more, deep breath in through the nose. Sounded breath out. And inhale all the way up to stand. Exhale, step the feet together to the top of your mat. Let's take one sun salutation A to bring us to the floor. Inhale, sweep your arms high. Exhale to bow yourself forward. Inhale to your halfway lift. Exhale, grounding through the palms, step or float your feet back into a high plank. Elbows squeezing in to lower you down, chaturanga. Inhale, point the toes upward facing dog. And exhale back into downward facing dog. Looking forward between the thumbs, step, hop, or float your legs all the way through to a seated position. We'll take the heels together, legs straight out in front. We never want to lock the knees here. As you inhale, sit up tall. And if you have a little bit of trouble sitting up tall here, feel free to sit up on a yoga block, or if you've got a really hard, firm textbook that you can sit on top of, that'll just give your hips a little bit of a tilt. Sitting tall, lengthen, inhale. And as you exhale, fold forward, reach down to catch your feet anywhere along the legs that you can, maybe even your big toes. Exhale to fold forward. The shoulders may want to creep up around the ears, so gently soften them back down away from the ears. Taking two more breaths. As you inhale, lengthen halfway up. And exhale, reach forward again. See if you can catch a little further down the legs. Next hand position for those ashtangis in the room. If you're not sure of where to go from here, if you're really reaching far, you can even catch your wrists binding around. Sounded breath in through the nose and out through the nose. Good. Exhale, folding and softening forward. And inhale to come all the way up. Draw the low belly in. We're going to take a few breaths to very slowly lower down onto the back. So we're going to do this with control. You can bend the knees to help you here, and you're going to roll your spine to the floor, vertebrae by vertebrae, moving through 5, 4, getting lower, almost halfway there, 3, sounded breath, 2, and lower yourself right down onto your back. We'll take the heels up into the air. And bending your knees, take the shins parallel to the floor. Open your arms wide out to the side into a T position. And let your knees fall over to the right, coming into a twist. As your legs rest here, if you feel like it's just a little too much, you may want to put something between your knees. So your rolled up towel, your yoga block should work really well. This just provides a little bit more space, and often it'll actually help your stretch. It'll help to open up the IT band, it'll help to release tension because your legs will feel more supported. We'll take two more breaths. And inhale to come back to center. Lift the heels up once again. Bring the shins parallel to the floor. And then let your knees fall over to the opposite side, using again your block, your towel, whatever you need to do here in order to make this most accessible and most comfortable as we hold for a few breaths. On your next inhale, you can come back to center. And draw your knees into the chest. Rocking gently here from side to side, just ironing out your low back. And we are very slowly here going to take one of two options. If Supta Baddha Konasana, soles of the feet together, knees wide apart, is enough of a challenge for you, that's where we're going to spend the next minute or two. If you would like to go a little further, we're going to work into dead bug pose. So if you're going into Supta Baddha Konasana, you can move into that now, feet together, knees wide. And if you're coming into dead bug, draw the knees into the chest and take your knees armpit distance apart. From here, start to bend the knees and lift your heels up so they face the ceiling. So you're lying on your back, feet in the air, knees bending into the armpits, and you can use your arms to catch the inner arches of the feet, letting the weight of the arms hang off of your legs. This is going to bring a really deep stretch around the hip socket, into the hamstrings. There's several areas of the body this is going to stretch. So depending on where you're tight, you just may need to tailor this to your body today. Your only job in whichever position that you've come into is to relax into it as much as you can. Don't fight, don't force. Try to release as deeply as you can. And if this is your final posture and you don't have much time, then you can just rest here for the next 5 to 10 breaths. If you have a little bit more time or you've done this as a complete practice from minute one, first session, all 5 audios, I highly suggest you taking at least 10 minutes in Shavasana. Set a timer or play some music that is very soothing. Give yourself the space to integrate the practice. However you choose to close your practice today, I wish you the best day. The highest in me sees the highest in you. Namaste.